started first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music at its best. Catch the wave on the NFI.
If you believe, then testify.
Ooh,
testify. you believe and testify. If you believe and testify. If you believe and testify.
All right, if you believe it, testify, huh? Testify. Let the people know that Jesus is alive and well. Look, pray that you've enjoyed the music and that we got more music right here, and I want to thank all of you, and we want to welcome you to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. Always my pleasure. We want to thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for those of you that reach out and let us know that you're locking in and listen to us right here Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And you can join us on our website, that's nfiradio.com. Or you can jump in and listen to us on Facebook. Simply go to NFITHERLINKEARNEY. And you can jump in and listen to us on our Facebook page as well. And you can call in with your mobile phone or your home line phone and listen to the very best in gospel music. Simply dial 347-215-8049. Again, that's 347-215-8049. Look, we want to thank you. We started the year of 2014, February the 3rd, 2023, brothers and sisters. So we've been right here 9 years, then coming February of 2024, we'll make 10 years. The Lord allow us to move into our 10th year celebration. We're going to have a great time, and we will want to invite you. We will give you more info on our 10th year celebration and what a high time it's going to be. We've already began to make arrangements and planned, and those that's part of the team here from the NFI studios are working on that as well. And we want you to be a part of it. So we're going to keep you informed with that. Look, there's a lot going on around the world. Many of you have addressed issues and things that are happening to maybe a friend, a neighbor, or someone in your family concerning a lot of issues that are happening today. And many of you are saying, well, I can't believe this is happening. Well, if you go back into the Word of God and starting from Genesis and then going into Revelation, and you see all of these things that took place in the Word of God. And these things, the Bible let us know, is surely to come. And these are perilous times that we're facing. Perilous time. You're hearing about the wars that's taking place. This is nothing new concerning wars. There were wars going on. If you look in the book of Jehoshaphat, when Jehoshaphat had three nations going against him and his people, they were a small nation. And these three nations came against Jehoshaphat. And Jehoshaphat didn't get nervous. He didn't get afraid of falling into fear, but Jehoshaphat went to the Lord concerning the situation, and what he did was to pray and fast. And the Bible talks about when Jehoshaphat told his people to begin to pray and fast. So some things come by fasting, not only prayer. Some things come by prayer and fasting. Now, this is the Word of God. This is what the Scripture shares that to us to let us know. And then you'll see these signs that begin to happen, that some people begin to wonder, how in the world could this happen? But only through prayer and fasting. It not only talks about fasting just concerning one scripture, it talks about fasting even when Jesus went to the mountaintop and he had to get away from his disciples. Jesus went there for 40 days. He fasted, and the enemy, the adversary, came at Jesus when he was fasting for 40 days. And when he came down, even after the enemy, the devil couldn't get him to persuade him to go along with his plots and plans, then he was working on another way to try to get his disciples off God. And they ran into a man that had a spirit that was a Dane Cell spirit over him. And they tried to pray that spirit off of the man, but it didn't happen. And it so happened that Jesus was coming by, and they asked Jesus and said, I don't understand why this man is still carrying this spirit. But Jesus spoke to them and said, this kind only come by prayer and fasting. And it goes on into some other scriptures I could talk about fasting. But the most important thing is these are perilous times. And if those of you, if you read the book of Revelation, and it's the revelation of Jesus Christ. Now, some of you will begin to read Revelation, but you don't understand the actual words or sentences that you're reading, and it kind of throws you off. And that's why it's good to carry a commentary where you can go back and follow up, and it explains to you what's happening, what's taking place when you begin to read your Bible and whatever chapter you're reading. Commentary is good to have. So those of you, if you don't have one, get you a commentary. If you have a Dates Bible, Dates Bibles are a very awesome Bibles, because when you're reading a chapter, a verse, on the right column, it gives you the information of what scripture you can go to in reference to what you're reading. And powerful. Dates Bible is a powerful Bible. So those of you are very familiar with a Dates Bible, you already know. But those that's not, a Dates Bible is a good Bible to get. Most preachers carry a Dates Bible. All right. Okay. Well, look, let's talk about this. You're not only seeing wars that are happening around the world. There is wars going on in your city. There's wars going on in your city, and it's going on. There is a war between good and evil. And this war that has taken place did not just start. It started during the biblical days, way back during the biblical days, where there was a war going on between families, where there were families that were jealous of others in their family because of certain things that the Lord allowed them to receive, and they got jealous of the family. Just go back into the book of Joseph, where Joseph had brothers, and his father gave him a coat of many colors, and his brothers was jealous of that. And many of you know, they put him in placed him in a pit and left him there to die with no water or food. Now, this is his brothers, and that lets you know the core of the enemy is to try to get someone closest to you to cause you to miss out on what God has for you. So you have to be aware of the tactics and the devices that the enemy brings to try to get you off focus, get you off God, and cause you to miss out on what God has for you. So those things like that is a war going on in the spirit realm between good and evil. That's why you must guard your anointing. Don't allow people to dampen your spirit, because they will come with certain things they say. They may come trying to get you to jump in on something that you wish you hadn't never jumped in and got involved with. And That's some of the things that the enemy do, and he's seeking whom he may devour. He come to steal, kill, and to destroy. But Christ came that we may have life that more and abundantly. So you want the Lord to bless you, don't you? Don't you want the Lord to bless you? Well, this is a key here that some of you are going around, and one of the things that are very crucial and critical in this day and time is gossiping. Sometimes we begin to hear what someone else say, not going back and getting the actual information or asking the other person that they're talking about, and we just carry it to someone else and not sure what really took place. So it's a good thing before you begin to talk about get into a conversation with someone, whether it's about someone, about something, be sure to get all the detail and information concerning that. Now, those of you that are spiritual-minded, you know what we're dealing with. And this is for those of you know that we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. So there is a war that has been going on for years, and we can bind, we can decree, and we can declare to command that spirit to dry up in the name of Jesus. And whenever you begin to speak those things in the name of Jesus, the enemy has to flee. There's power in the name of Jesus. Now, you might not believe how powerful Jesus' name is. That's why he's the great I am. He is the Elohim, the everlasting. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the chosen one. And who wouldn't want to serve a God like that, who gave his son for you and I, that were born in sin and shaped in iniquity, that he has allowed us to come to Jesus and to be set free. And see, the enemy don't want you to be free. He wants you to stay where he can grab hold to you and pull you just like a rubber band. You know, a rubber band stretches. So when the rubber band stretch and you go so far, it will pop and break loose. And that's the way the enemy wants you to do. He wants to carry you all the way out to the end. And he wants you to step out on that cliff and to fall so he can destroy you. But you got to be covered under the blood of Jesus. And how many know it's something about the blood? It's something about the name of Jesus, something about the blood. And when you realize that in this society, in this day and time, you can't do without the Lord. And we need the Lord 24/7. And many of you have children that are in school. And I'm praying for the children every day. And there are children that take the bus in the area where I live. And they take the bus every day. And some mornings I get up and I just go out and I walk past them. And I'm praying for them. They don't even know it. But I'm praying for those children as I go on my daily morning walk. And I'm praying for them that they are covered and no harm or danger shall come upon them. Because we got to pray, brothers and sisters. We got to continually pray. There's something about prayer. Prayer is power. There's prayer in power. And when you pray sincerely, and you have that relationship with Jesus, then you're able to reach way down further than anyone can even imagine. And there's something about getting God's attention. When you get God's attention, brothers and sisters, you have reached that place where you can be assured that it is going to happen. It's going to happen, huh? Ja'Kayla Carr said, it's going to happen. Yes. So these things, like the children, We need to keep them in prayer. We see so many tragic incidents that are taking place. That in the Bible talked about men will be lovers of themselves, high-minded boasters, and we're seeing a lot of evil things that are done that man is doing, and it's nothing new, and it is still happening today. And we're seeing men destroying each other. Now they are even taking women lives, shooting women just like it's going target practice, and taking women's lives, and bad enough to take anyone's life, but now taking a woman's life just like is nothing. You know the enemy is busy. So that's why we must continually pray and bind, decree, and declare in the name of Jesus that that spirit must dry up. Many of you are noticing that even now people are in fear about going to the stores. They're in fear about driving into a stoplight and looking to the left or right because you know, if you look at them the wrong way, then they want to claim that you looked at them the wrong way, and then they want to try to road rage you or do something that they know is not of God. So we got to be careful. Brother and sister, look, thank you so much. Want you to make sure you tune in to us right here on Monday through Sundays, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. The very best in gospel music around the world. And I can promise you we have the word of God with these awesome men and women coming forth right here Mondays through Sundays as well. We thank you so much. I'm going to get back into some more of this conversation. So, look, keep your ears open, and we're going to continue with this. God bless you. Look, stay safe, continue to pray and fast, and continually trust God for your miracle and your breakthrough that is already done. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.